Good evening and welcome to our School of Ministry class tonight. I know this is a very important night in our nation, and I know most of us are very much wrapped up in the electoral process, which is very good. We will have an extremely short class so that we can, you know, have the time to go back and join the rest of the nation in monitoring the elections and all of that. But I didn't want to entirely miss tonight. We have very limited Tuesdays before December 11th. So pretty much we're looking maybe about 4 or 5 Tuesdays. And we haven't done our mid-semesters. We haven't gotten into our practicum. And we still have outline, sorry, lessons, I believe about 5 or 6 of them. So, of course, we can crash on those ones, but I wanted us to at least be able to do something tonight so it's not entirely missed. And basically what I think we will do will be I'll talk briefly about our practicum, and then I'm also going to talk briefly about the mid-semester exam, which is already loaded. I'll give you it's already uploaded on the website. So I'll give you the password and everything you need to access that. So later in the week, whenever you're ready, you can go in there and get it done. So at least we know that we did something this week rather than just leave it entirely blank. So join me and let's share a word of prayer before we do the few things that we need to do tonight. Lord, I thank you for today and this great week. And today is when this great country picks its next president. Lord, we don't know what you have planned. We don't know fully what the end of tonight will be. But we know that it's going to be good and your will be established. And so, Father, we join the rest of the entire nation in reaching out in our faith and believing you. God, the will of God be done today through this electoral process. And Father, for this short class, I commit it into your hands, and those who join us and those who would come in later on to listen, I pray, Father, that you would give them illumination, clarity, and understanding. I pray, Father, that you grant us grace, God, even as we go through the things that we need to do tonight. Lord, we cover ourselves and our property, our equipment with the blood of Jesus. We cancel every evil plan of the enemy that is set against us. Father, we thank you because we're highly favored and blessed by you. We give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So, welcome again to, this was supposed to be lesson 36. And actually, if you do go on the website, on the School of Ministry page, if you go to where the lesson outlines are, you'll find that we actually already have there lesson 36, which is supposed to be a lesson on spiritual warfare. Last week, we went through spiritual authority, and I believe that that was a very illuminating lesson for all of us. So even though the plan was to do spiritual warfare tonight, I really don't want to run the class fully on an election night. So what I've decided to do is just leave that outline there. Whenever you have a space later in the week, you can go download it. But tonight we will devote to talking about our practicum and our mid-semester exam. Both of those are already loaded as well, uploaded as well. So I can just go through a few things, explain a few things to you, and then by God's grace, next week, we'll come in and do a spiritual warfare, and then we'll just try to sprint to the end of this particular semester, and of course, the entire session for this School of Ministry class. So let's put lesson 36 aside, and let's take a look at the practicum first, which I have talked to you a little bit about over the last few weeks, but which I haven't really given you much detail on. The practicum, like we said, you remember at the beginning of our School of Ministry class, when we began almost 2 years ago, I did let you know that one of the required things that we were going to be doing at the very end of it was a practicum. And this is more like a practical project. This is beyond the theory of the lessons that we learn and the things that we discuss in class. But this is an assignment that you will have to work on practically. You would have to engage some of the things that you have learned. you would have to engage some people around you in your circle of influence or relationship, and you would have to do some practical things and then write up reports and send me some feedback or some whatever reports of the things that you accomplished and what you did for this practical project. So I'm going to take a minute and go over this. It's broken essentially into two different sections. And some of you are people who are engaged. This particular practicum involves most of what we've done, a lot of what we've done in the fourth semester, which includes church pioneering, essentially preaching, shepherding, blah, blah, blah. And a little part of what we did last semester, mentoring, and some part of what we did earlier on this semester as well with regard to pioneering and all of that. So what I have done is I have broken it into two different parts. The first part is for those of you who already you are actively engaged in preaching regularly. You already preach regularly. So, for instance, you are a pastor, an associate pastor in a ministry or in a church. You are a minister in a church, and you go on the pulpit regularly. This part of it will be for you. The first part will be for you, and it's broken into two, an A section and B section. Then there is the other part of the practicum or the project, which is for you if you are not currently engaged in regularly preaching. You maybe once in a while have had to share with a few people here and there, but you are not regularly on the church pulpit or in some sort of a ministry platform. You are not regularly involved in preaching. That's also a two-part practicum there. So I'm going to go over the both parts and explain it. I'm going to assume when you start working on it, there might be questions because you would have 3 months to work on this project. So this isn't a project that is going to close at the end of this year. This year is ended anyways. We're going to close School of Ministry in December. I'm hoping and assuming all of the answers and everything turned in by the end of the year. But then you'd have 3 months, so into spring, to actually finish this practical project and send us your report and everything so we can, you know, finally collate your final grades and all of that and shut, you know, close, draw the curtain on this particular class of our School of Ministry. Of course, once we are done essentially next month with the final exam and everything, you'll be as good as graduated. Those of you who have consistently done everything required of you and you have turned in everything you needed to turn in, you've done most of your exams, done most of your tests, assignments, and all of that, you basically can consider yourself graduated from School of Ministry. But by God's grace, we will probably plan some sort of a graduation thing like we did for the previous class, maybe in sometime in 2013. We'll see what works for most people and just try to get something together that we can work with. So let's go over this practicum, and let me try to explain what this is going to entail. So this is our practicum for the fourth semester. If you are in the category of those students who already preach regularly, you minister from time to time on a pulpit, you're a pastor, an associate pastor, a minister who ministers from time to time, this is your practicum. And there are two parts to it. There's an A part and there is a B part. This is the A part. And the A part essentially has to do with preaching. And what I need you to do, of course, it's already there. Like I said, it's already uploaded on the website, but I'm going to try to explain it here. What I need you to do is put together a new sermon or a new message. Something you regularly preach, you regularly minister from a pulpit or a platform, but I want you to put together a new message, a single message, ranging from 45 minutes or so, 30 to 45 minutes, as make it as short and as reasonable as possible. But a new sermon and a new message from whatever the Lord has been stirring within you in the last month or two. So that means I need it to be something that is based on fresh or recent revelation or stirrings within your spirit. Certainly not things that we've been discussing in SOM, but like, you know, we've talked about in message preparation, things that have been in your spirit that you know the Holy Spirit's been teaching you, that you know you've kind of been putting together, maybe you've been jotting notes here and there. I want you to put that new message together and go through all the things we discussed under sermon preparation or message preparation. Give it a title, you know, go through all those different stages. And I want you to do these next few things. Number one, I want you to plan a service or a meeting or request from your pastor or the leader of your ministry, courtesy of SOM. So if you mention, you know, you are graduating from School of Ministry, you've been doing this for almost 2 years, and this is a practical project required of you by your instructor, you are putting together a message or a sermon, and you would need the opportunity to be able to minister it to a group of people. So request or plan a service or a meeting, or request such an opportunity from your pastor or your ministry leader. And then two, minister the message. So you set a time, whatever that is. It can be a small group meeting, it can be a main service, whatever, a midweek service or whatever. Minister the message, but make sure it is audio recorded. Make sure it is audio recorded. So this is what I need you to send me. Send me after you've ministered the message. So you've put your sermon together, put this message together, this fresh revelation that you have. Send me the audio recording in CD format. The audio recording in a CD format. So on your CD, you are going to be mailing it to me, and you're going to be mailing it to our church address at 5942 Wilson Mills Road, Highland Heights, 544143. You are going to address it to me in person and just put your name on and, you know, title it Practicum or SOM Practicum. And send me that audio CD message in addition to the outline that you use, that you prepared over time, that you finally prepared and put together, the outline, as well as a report, some comprehensive report on the process that you undertook in putting that sermon together, delivering it, and whatever responses you had from your audience. So let me go over that one more time. This is very easy, but just, I know because it's in different sections, sometimes it might need just further clarification. Again, like I said, a fresh, recent message based on stirrings within you in the very recent past, revelations that the Lord's given you. Put a sermon or a message together. Plan a service or a meeting. I'm assuming if you already preach regularly, that should be very easy to do. You either have access to the pulpit or you can because you already preach regularly. Or request from your pastor or your leader the opportunity, courtesy of SOM, to minister this message. So you plan this service and minister that sermon or minister the message. And what I need you to send me is the audio recording as a CD and the message outline that you ministered from, as well as a comprehensive report on the process that you undertook in putting your sermon together, the delivery of the sermon, and the response of your audience. Now, of course, the year is drawing to a close, so I'm thinking that for many of you, this might be something you do maybe in the new year, but of course, you start putting everything together now. So that's the first part of your practicum. If you preach regularly, the second part, which is the B part, is the mentoring part. And for this, and of course, this need to be done. Both of these you need to do over the next 3 months. So the mentoring part, again, like I said, consider you, once we close in December, it's over, SOM is over. But then, of course, you have those 3 months to put this project together and then send it to me so that we can collate your final grades and then, you know, arrange graduation and all of that. So the second part is a mentoring part. And what I need you to do is select three people in your church or ministry that you do not currently have a close mentoring relationship with. Again, this is if you preach regularly. You're already known as some sort of somebody who ministers on the pulpit, so you are recognized there. You've ministered from time to time. Select three people in your church or ministry that you do not currently have a close mentoring relationship with, and this is what I want you to do with them. One, I want you to draw up a three-month mentoring plan for these people, these three people, and then engage them in pioneering a new or existing ministry in your church. So you have these three people, you get into this mentoring relationship with them, but then you also let them know you are doing this project for your school of ministry, whatever, graduation, and you want them to work with you on pioneering. So you are going to be using the principles, the thoughts, the lessons that you've received on pioneering. You are going to be pioneering. You pick a new area of your church ministry or something that is already existent but is fledgling. And then you have these three people engaged in strengthening or establish that area of the ministry. Now, in some cases, it might be that doesn't even exist at all. The ministry isn't there, but it's something already in your heart. So you might be creating something. And I give you a good example. Maybe your church doesn't have a bookstore. You may decide, you know, we want to start a low-budget bookstore, and this is how we're going to go about it. So these people that you are mentoring are going to collaborate with you on doing that. That's just a loose example. On the other hand, you may say, oh, we want to start, we want to do for a short period of time an outreach to some needy people within a certain community. Maybe a distribution of clothes, maybe distribution of food, or whatever it is. Or you might say, we don't have an evangelism group within our church. For a three-month period, we want to put together and pioneer an evangelism group. And we're going to use the principles of pioneering in starting something, and we're going to do a few things and then basically get that done. So once you've done that, I need you to send me, after that three-month period, a comprehensive report. A comprehensive report on how you went about the process, the results of the three-month practicum project, and the important feedback, and also send me important feedback on the performance of the three proteges that you were involved in mentoring. That's pretty simple. So you're selecting three people. You're going to be selecting them. You don't currently have a close mentoring relationship with them. So go back over your mentoring notes. Look at what are the things we need to do to get, you know, to be able to look for people or engage people in mentoring. And then you're going to draw up a three-month mentoring plan for these people and how you're going to mentor them in one particular area or the other. Of course, let them know it's a project you are doing for your school of ministry or whatever. And then as your mentoring process is ongoing, you are going to engage them in pioneering a new or an existing ministry within your church. And the final thing you need to do is send me a comprehensive report on how you went about the process, the results of the three-month practicum project, and important feedback on the performance of the three proteges that you were involved in mentoring. So that is for those of you who regularly or currently have had the opportunity from time to time to minister on the pulpit. Now, for those of you who do not preach regularly or at all, this is going to be your own practicum or your own practical project. It's also in two parts. And the first part has to do with preaching. The second part has to do with pioneering. So listen to it. In preaching, I want you to use the principles, using the principles of message/sermon preparation that you've learned in SOM over the last few weeks, I want you to prepare a short 30-minute exhortation. Prepare a short 30-minute exhortation. Then you are going to request from either your pastor or the leader of a small group or ministry within your church. I'd prefer that you do this with a small group. So it's either if you have home groups, or if you have cell groups, or if you have like midweek meetings, or if you have even other ministry meetings where you have the ability maybe to minister for a short time, request from a leader within that ministry or from your pastor and ask for the opportunity, courtesy of SOMF, explain you are graduating from this school of ministry project you've been doing for 2 years. This is your practical project. and ask that they give you an opportunity, a 30-minute opportunity to minister or to share this 30-minute exhortation with the small group. What you send me is you want to have that recorded. We want to arrange that that is recorded. So you want to send me the audio recording in a CD, and then you want to send me the message outline that you used, as well as a report on the process that you undertook in putting your sermon together, in the delivery of your sermon, and whatever response you got from your audience. So a comprehensive report on all of that, in addition to sending me a CD copy of the audio recording and your message outline. That's the preaching part. Then the B part is the pioneering part. And this is what I want you to do. So you're going to do this at the same time. You're going to, both of these have to be done together, and you need to submit both of them separately. The pioneering part is put together a pioneering plan for a new or existing fledgling ministry that you feel interested in at your church. So I want you to put together a pioneering plan for a new or existing fledgling ministry you feel interested in at your church, and write a comprehensive report about your activities, the process that you are going to undertake, the progress that you make as you get into it, and the results that you produce in pioneering that ministry. Now, these ministries, quote-unquote, we're talking about, may be things that just exist for a few weeks or a few months, a couple of months, really, while you run the project. Doesn't mean when you go into it, you are going to be starting something that you are going to be saddled with permanently. No. But for the purpose of putting to work and putting to practice the principles that you have learned, I want you to stir your heart and find an area of ministry in your heart that you are interested in, and draw up a plan for pioneering that ministry within your church. And then initiate it, and then run it for a few weeks, and then send a comprehensive report on your activities, the process, the progress you made, and the results that you produced in that period of time. Pretty much that's going to be your practicum, and everyone needs to send their responses and their reports through the student feedback page on the SOM website. My guess is that there might be questions. People might have questions. I don't understand this, and can you expand? Can you clear? And I will. So like I said, you know, send your responses through that form. But if you have questions, send your questions to me either through the admin.som mailbox or through my mailbox, my direct mailbox, through which some of you interact with me. So that is going to be our practicum project. I'm sure it's going to be very exciting. It's going to be quite some work for you as well. But this is going to be good because it's going to give you an opportunity to practically put down in an organized, structural format, many of the things that you've learned lately, especially in this current semester regarding church pioneering, preaching, and all of that. Now, many of you are already involved in many of these things we're talking about, but it might not be in that organized way. So what I want you to do is get it organized. I want you to get it organized and plan it for this purpose, and keeping in mind that you are going to be writing a report at the end of the day. So that's pretty much our practicum. What I want to take the last 10 minutes of our class to talk about is our fourth semester mid-semester exam. That is already uploaded as well. And obviously, for those who didn't have the opportunity to join us in tonight's class, they are going to have to listen to everything that I've said for them to actually be able to access that exam page, because whatever it is that you are going to need, PIN and all of that, password, I'm going to give to you right here. So now, basically, the exam is pretty straightforward, like most of our mid-semester exams usually are. And this exam focuses a lot on church pioneering, church planting, and leading. And there's one little section on spiritual authority. So what I'm going to do is just go through the thing. It's already there, but I'm going to go through it. Just not necessarily the questions, but just go through like the different sections so you are aware. Now, of course, when you are ready to do the exam, then of course you can access it and all the questions will be there. So it's an open Bible, but it's a closed notebook quiz. So that means you are free to use your Bible, but please put your SOM outline and lessons aside. Time allowed is 1 hour. I typically recommend, you know, if you find it's a lot of questions, because there are three major questions and they have sections, if you find that it's too much for you to get all across in 1 hour, my suggestion to you is do as much as you can. And when you've done 1 hour, make a note and say, this is where my 1 hour stops, but finish the rest of it. Finish the rest of it, and we'll sort it out from there. So we're basically testing you on the area of pioneering, like I said, the area of preaching, and there are different areas, sections under those questions. And then the area of developing ministry skills and behind the scenes labor and things like that that we talked about. And of course, there's a short section for spiritual authority, which we dealt with last week. It's a 100-point exam. And again, keep in mind, this is your last mid-semester exam before you actually graduate. We will have one last exam, but I guarantee you that last exam, once you get involved in your practicum, you've done your mid-semester, the last exam is really going to be easygoing. We're going to make that very easy for you so that you don't go out sweating from your final exam in SOM. I want you to go out with good memories and be excited that, you know, the opportunities, whatever it is that God gives you, post-SOM. So that is basically what our mid-semester is going to be like, the password you are going to need. So to access it, you are going to need to go to the student or the lesson outline page. It's already there. And you need to click on that file or that document that says or that reads Alik SOM fourth semester mid-semester exam. Click on that, and then it's going to ask you for a password. And the password you are going to need is 4ALICSOM, all capital letters, 2011. All one word. Let me read that out again. The number four, ALICSOM, all caps, 2011, and all one word. So no spaces and no gaps between them. And if you put that password in, you should be able to access that exam. That is, I think, pretty much most of what I believe I have tonight. It's just about 7:30, and I think I'm going to... Do we have anyone joining us at all, or we're by ourselves? There are a few people there. That's good. That's good. So if you are there joining us, and you know I've not done anything with Lesson 36 tonight. Again, like I said, this is a very historic night in the history of our nation, in our electoral process. And I know that this is a very significant night for our entire country. And I don't want to keep you in school of ministry, you know, pounding down on spiritual warfare when really your heart and mind is on seeing how these elections play out. So I really wanted us to be able to just know that we've done something this week, and then by God's grace, when we come next week, come back next week, we'll jump right into Lesson 36, which is on spiritual warfare. Do me a favor, get this exam done as soon as possible. Do it ASAP. You know, there's a practice that some of you have cultivated where you leave some of these tests and exams for months and months without doing them. That's not very healthy. Number one, it makes things very difficult for you, because then you have to try to go back and remember everything you've learned and restudy and all. But it also makes things very difficult for me, because the grading process is very slow. It's more drawn out, it's more challenging and all of that. I would rather really that we get it done immediately. And then, you know, we can get it filed, get them graded, filed away, and then we keep moving on as we sprint towards the end. I want to take any questions, if there are any, tonight, based on some of the things that I've already shared. If you have any question and you are joining us online, just send your question in that chat forum. I'll take one or two of them before we close tonight. I believe that those of you who join later, if you are listening to this afterwards, pretty much is the same thing. Just you listen to the whole thing. And if you have questions, send it to me through those inboxes, emails, and I'll try to respond to you as soon as possible. And then get your mid-semester exam done. Any? No? No question. All right. Okay. I know everything is pretty straightforward. Let's share a word of prayer, and we're going to close our class tonight. Father, we thank you again for how far you've helped us with this class. Thank you for the grace and the strength that you've given us. Thank you for understanding. Lord, I pray especially for our students, those of them who are immediately going to jump into are getting their exams done and those who are going to begin to look into their practicum, their practical project. I know this is going to be quite engaging for them. I know this is going to be quite involving. But I'm asking you, Father, that you give them the grace that they need. Help them, Father God, to transition from the theoretical aspects of this school that is rounding up now into the practical outworking of the knowledge that they have received over the last 2 years. Lord, give them wisdom and understanding. Enable them. Give them the grace that they need and favor. Lord, for those of them who need to work with people, who need to ask, who need to request for certain favors, Lord God, grant them favor before superiors. Grant them favor before, Lord, those that are around them and help them put this together. And Lord, as they put it together, let their lives be benefited by it. Lord, I give you all the glory and I give you all the praise tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you and thank you again for being with us tonight. And enjoy your election night. I know it's going to be it's going to be quite exciting. And like I shared in our church over the weekend, remember, we prayed. I know that churches all across this country prayed. And, you know, I know that whoever it is that God's prepared to lead this nation for the next 4 years would need all our support. So make up your mind that once the election is done, the results are out, that you will become the first supporter of the next president of the United States in your prayer, in your good words, in your goodwill. So if President Barack Obama returns there and that's the way God planned it, praise God, we're going to support him, we're going to stand with him. If it is a President Mitt Romney, great, we're going to support him, we're going to stand with him. Whoever God puts in there deserves our support. And we're going to believe God also that the nation comes together and that all this division and all of that would actually be put aside so that the nation can move forward. God bless you and have an exciting evening.